You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Empire Antiques in Sylvester, Georgia, Destiny Fitness, Five Star Nutrition, Crunch Fitness, Wintersville Fitness, Fit Mix, Valdosta Bike Center, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Max Fitness of Warner Robins. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, I feel stuffed still, even from Thanksgiving.
You put some away, did you?
We all did. You did, too. You did, too.
I'm going to act like I didn't.
You're going to act like you didn't. Well, you did, because I saw you. Yeah. I saw you. But it was a great Thanksgiving, just with family, wonderful. Sorry we couldn't be here last Thursday, but, you know, it was just a great day.
It was. And, you know, now we got Christmas to look forward to.
Yes, we've got Christmas to look forward to, but we also had a great time in Nashville, Tennessee for our 15th wedding anniversary.
That's right. That was my first time in Nashville, and you know, we had a great time. And you know, one of the things that we did that was kind of neat for us, I don't know how many people watch American Pickers, but you know, they have a store in Nashville, antique archaeology. And so we visited that. And, you know, if you like collectibles and, you know, antiques and that type of thing, you know, it was a really cool little store.
It was. To me, that was just interesting, because when you see things on television and then actually get to go to that place, it's just kind of solidifies it for me. And I really enjoyed that. And we love that show because we like thrifting and yard sales and picking ourselves.
That's right. That's right. And also, of course, you know, Nashville is known for, you know, it's the country music capital of the world. So we saw a really good show at the Grand Ole Opry. Saw Jamie Johnson and others. Really enjoyed that. That was probably the highlight of the trip. And then also, you know, of course, Broadway has all those honky tonks. You know, so you got to stop in and see the live music and have a little food and beverage. And you know, I don't know when you want to tell it, but you got a story to tell from Kid Rock's place up there.
Yeah, this is kind of a funny story. I think the listeners will enjoy hearing this. Janet Sumner, thank you for joining us. Michael, thank you for joining us. We were at Kid Rock's place, and it was several stories high. And I was all cowgirled up with my cowboy hat, with my big rhinestone on
fringy
the front,
jacket.
Fringy jacket,
that,
you know,
yeah.
And Jim was walking behind me, and we got up to one of the levels, and we were sitting there. And
as always, you know, I'm attentive to Murray. I'm helping her take her jacket off and that kind of thing.
You know, he's not clutching on me, as one person said one time, but he was attentive to me and seeing about me. And so he got up and went to walk away.
I went over to an open window. I said, I'm going to get some air over there.
Right.
So I walked away literally for 1 minute.
Yeah.
Came back.
And the bartender came over to me and she said, "Is he your bodyguard?" And I said, in the most straightest face
I could.
She
said, "You're famous, aren't you?"
She said, "Yes, so you're famous, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "That's your bodyguard, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes," with as straight a face as I could. And I mean, and she said, "That girl over there," and then
across
the bar, which was probably somebody that was, you know, highly intoxicated.
She told me, she said, you're somebody famous.
Yeah, she said, she told me, "You're somebody
famous." And Maria just said, "Yes, I am," and let it go at that. Never told her any different.
Well, we are famous, Jim. We're host of Fit Talk Radio right here at Black Crow Media in Valdosta, Georgia.
You know, I'd have been curious to know who that woman thought you were.
Right. I don't know, because I don't know who I look like. I said maybe Marie Osmond, but, you know, she's so old, and she's not in country music to most people wouldn't even know who she is. So, yeah, I don't know who she thought I was, but apparently I looked like somebody famous to her. So, good for me. And you're the bodyguard, Jim.
Well, I told Maria, I'm just impressed that anybody thought I was young enough to be anybody's bodyguard.
Yeah, that was, it was funny. It was a funny story. But Keisha, thank you for joining us today on Fit Talk. But yeah, Nashville was great. It was not my first trip to Nashville, but my first trip in a long, long time. And we certainly enjoyed it. I think we'll be going back there.
Oh, I'm looking forward to going back. That's right. Because, you know, we were only up there 2 nights, and you just can't do everything that you want to do in that short a span of time.
No, you cannot. But Jim, we have some special guests in the studio tonight. Can you believe it? It's been a long time since they've been here.
That's right. And I'm glad they're right here in the studio with us. You know, sometimes we have call-in guests, but I always like when we have guests right here with us.
Absolutely.
Live and in person.
It's Todd and Miss Alice, his wife, lovely wife, Smoot, and he heads up all the 5K events, and he's going to be here to talk to us about those events shortly. And, you know, I'm just so impressed. You know, I like Todd, but I think I just really love Miss Alice because she's just – I want to be Miss Alice, Jim. I want to be like her. She's just a great athlete, and she keeps up with Mr. Todd. I think she probably keeps him straight, don't you?
I'm sure she does.
We'll ask her about that in just a little while, and we'll see what he has to say about all that. But Tracy Cross, thank you for joining us. Tracy, I'm going to tell you something. Candler, I sent him the little picture that you sent about his nursing, and he was just so thrilled with that. That was such a sweet saying, and I appreciate it so much. A lot is happening this weekend. Todd's, of course, going to tell us about the events here in Valdosta, but there are events all over the South Georgia counties down here coming up this weekend, Christmas parades. But one of the things that we're going to attend, or at least I am tomorrow, is over in Sylvester, Georgia, the Sippin' Stroll over in Sylvester. And, of course, Empire Antiques, one of our sponsors here for Fit Talk Radio, is going to be participating in that. And I'm going to be there at Empire Antiques and from 5 to 7 over in Sylvester, Georgia. And it's in conjunction with their Christmas parade, obviously. And so come by over there to Sylvester and just sip and stroll and visit Empire Antiques because they have a lot of good Christmas ideas for you. And I'll go ahead and tell you, I'll be spending money tomorrow on some Christmas prizes as I go to Empire Antiques.
Well, you know, I don't mind because I'd rather you do the shopping than I have to do the shopping.
Oh, well, good. Glad to hear that. Thank you.
I might shop for you, and I'll let you do all the rest.
Well, I like to do that, so I just spend your money. So thank you very much. Guess what else is special tonight?
Tonight. What else tonight?
We have Christmas giveaways.
Again, that's right. We gave away some nice prizes last week, and we got some more tonight.
We certainly do.
And y'all might want to go ahead and jot down this number, 229-241-1059.
Now, they've got to answer a trivia question about Christmas or Fit Talk Radio in order to win the prize.
That's right.
And I have Chick-fil-A gift cards. I have a cute little starter kit from Buff City Soap. I have a great two one-year memberships, T-shirts, ear pods, all kind of goodies from Crunch Fitness. Two one-year memberships from Crunch Fitness.
Those are nice prizes right there.
Very nice prizes, worth several hundred dollars, so you don't want to miss that. Let's see, what else do I have? I forgot. Anyway, I'll dig through the bags in a minute and remind everybody when we come back from commercial break. But you want to be listening in, and we'll be doing this at the last part of the show. So remember this number, 241-1059, and stay tuned and answer those trivia questions. Some of those trivia questions last 2 weeks ago, they answered them pretty quickly.
Right. And also, let me tell you the topic for tonight's show is amazing benefits of running. Not just benefits of running, but amazing benefits of running.
Well, I'm sure that our expert, Mr. Todd and Miss Alice, can certainly hone in to this topic tonight since they are the experts on running.
I know they can.
And I know they will here in just a moment after we take this commercial break. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordial, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, who have you got over there with you?
All right, we've got the famous, or is he infamous? No, he's famous, Todd Smoot right here.
He is definitely famous. Famous.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, you are no stranger to this studio, that's for sure.
I've been here a few times.
A few times. Once or twice at least.
At least a couple of times.
At least. Well, Todd, it's just so good to have you back here. But you have got, there's a big event coming here in Valdosta.
We have quite a few coming up. We have one coming up this weekend, which is right before the Valdosta Christmas Parade. And we call it the Valdosta Parade 5K. What an original title. But it is literally before the Christmas parade that starts and goes down from Woodrow Wilson to downtown. We, our 5K, starts downtown, travels down Patterson Street, turns around, and comes back. And is a nice measured 5K. And we'll have mile markers measured out and marked out there with flour, because we don't want to need to have any signs in the way or things along those lines. And we'll have a person standing at the turnaround spot saying, turn around here. And no, you don't want to make it longer. Just turn around here. and then they'll all come back and finish. And we'll have the awards given out in the finish chute because that way there's no delay and they'll be able to enjoy the parade immediately after they're done with the 5K. They will be able to just turn around and the parade will be coming toward them and they can enjoy downtown Valdosta and the parade.
If they can breathe.
Oh, they can certainly do that.
Still alive, Todd.
Well, we've had, it's festive attire is not required, but it's encouraged. It is encouraged. And we've had Gumby before. We've had a Christmas tree running down the street. Actually, we've had many Christmas trees. We have a few Santa Clauses, and we've even had a number of reindeer. But the funniest one was when we had Santa Claus and a reindeer. I think Santa Claus was on roller skates, and he was being pulled, literally, by his reindeer. But
I bet that was cute.
And he had a little nice little sleigh made out of cardboard, and it was a wonderful afternoon that time. And the kids, we have lots of people that run, and sometimes they're running in Christmas socks or shorts that have some kind of Christmas theme on them. We've had people paint some stuff on themselves, and it's a fun event prior to the parade, which is also a fun and normal and festive occasion downtown.
And so what do they call that 5K before the parade again?
The Christmas Parade 5K. Yes.
Christmas Parade. Well, you know, I've never run in the 5K, but Jim and I have participated in the Christmas Parade.
Yes.
And many years ago when I worked here in Valdosta. And it is a good, fun parade. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great 5K run. Do you have a lot of people signed up already?
We do have a good amount. We always look forward to more, and they can. The good thing is you can still register online right now. Go to Run Sign Up, and what's the name of that race again?
The Christmas Parade 5K.
Right.
I believe.
If you can keep that on mind, then type that into the search, and it'll come up. And then you will be able to register online. The price goes up considerably once the online registration ends Saturday at 11:59 a.m. All right, so a few hours later, you'll race. But online registration ends, and right now it's $30 to get in. And you'll get some goodies and things like that. And the awards will be handed out. And I'm sure some candy canes and other things will be handed out along the way. And so you can get involved now. But on race day, it's considerably more. So register now online, and it makes it a lot easier for you. But it's not the only event in town coming up. We also have, because New Year's Day, or actually it's going to be this year, New Year's Eve day, we will have a 5K that morning. So you can either look at it as you're sending out the year of 2022 or you're ringing in the year of 2023. It's up to you to decide which way you're going to do it. And we'll have that race on December 31st. It will be an 8 a.m. start and will be starting and finishing at the VSU complex, which is where basketball and volleyball and the athletic offices are held. Inside that parking lot, we start and finish there, and we run around the community and come back to there. Valdosta State University's cross-country team is also now a part sponsor of the Hospice VSU cross-country half marathon, and that's in February. But just before that race, we had the Blazing Love 5K, which is a Valentine's couples theme race, and that will be on February 11th. So we have races this weekend, December 3rd. We have 12/31. We have February 11th and February 18th. So we got you covered with all kinds of races to run in and participate in and be a part of.
Well, it sounds like it. Well, Miss Alice, I'm going to ask you, are you going to be running in any of these races?
Not currently. I'm not really competing right now. I'm just training, I'm just running. And I thank the Lord for the ability to run, and I enjoy it so much. So I'm just glad I'm running right now. But who knows, maybe in the far future. But not currently.
Well, listen, you're just an inspiration to me. I feel bad every time I get around you and Mr. Todd, because I know y'all just run and do these things. And I regret to say, Mr. Todd, that I've still not done a 5K yet.
Well, you know, they're having one this Saturday, Maria, and I just heard an idea. You know, I have a pair of roller skates. If you want to pull me, if you will pull me, I'll wear the skates.
No, Jim, no. You know, my brother is a great runner. He runs 5Ks. He's working on trying to run a half marathon now, or he's training to do the half marathon now. He wants to go and do the Boston. Of course, one of his great heroes is our friend over in Tiffin that runs the Boston all the time. What's his name, Jim?
Beeman.
Yeah, Mike Beeman. I forgot it with my brain injury here. But anyway, Mike Beeman, and he has been a real encourager to William, and told William that he would help him, you know, get ready for the Boston. And so, but he's got to do a half marathon first. So, but I'm just not a runner. And, you know, it hurts my shins, Miss Alice. You know, I just get shin splints. And we're going to talk about that, Todd. You know, how do people start? You know, how do they start a running program? How do they go from couch to 5K? Now, I've read it online, but I know, I mean, you, Miss Alice, are the real people that can tell people really, you know, how to do it and how to get started. And, you know, we printed off some stuff here, you know, about running, and you know, I know there's tremendous and amazing benefits to running.
There are, but the key to almost every activity, just including, let's say, weightlifting. You wouldn't start off the first day, if you were doing a weightlifting program or started a weightlifting program, would you start off with lifting, 175 pounds on the bench? All right. You would work your way up. You would start lower weights and move on up, and you would do different variations of weightlifting, and you would do all kinds of motions, and you would learn the proper form and things along those lines. And I find often that with regards to running, because we've been doing it since we were little toddlers, everybody thinks they know how to run. It's not as easy as it might look on television or by your neighbor running by. And training a person for running is much different than just going out and doing a run, or running from somebody, or running towards somebody. There's a methodology to getting better along the way, and you start slow and you build up. For people who have not been running before, like you were saying, couch to 5K, I would strongly encourage first walking, but walking with a purpose, not walking like you're going to shopping at Empire. But rather,
good plug.
I try. I've done this economy too. But rather, as if you were, think back in elementary school, all right? It's time to go to lunch, or it's time to go to PE. You lined up, and what kind of walk were you using when you were going to, you know, lunchtime or to physical education? You were doing what kind of walk when you did that?
Oh, that fast power walk.
You were moving. All right. So we're not dawdling. We're moving. But you stay walking. And the definition of a walk is that one foot is always in contact with the ground. When you've been doing that for a while, 20, 30 minutes or something along those lines, building yourself up slowly, then you move on to walking some, jogging some, walking some, jogging some, continuously. Never stop. Keep moving forward. All right? And then you lessen the amount of walking you're doing, and you increase the amount of running you're doing until you finally get to the point where you're running the full distance without stopping or walking. All right? But I left one key ingredient out. All right? And that is, I kind of notice that many of us, not everybody in here, some people are a little younger than others, but some of us in this room wear glasses, all right? And glasses are very important, and you probably don't buy your glasses at Walmart, all right? You probably go to having them sized properly for you. Now, I understand that Alice doesn't look like she has glasses on, but she has those really close to the eyes glasses on, okay? She has contacts on. All right, but the thing about it is that you have to get the right ones for you. And running shoes are now as technical as eyeglasses. If you get the wrong pair of eyeglasses on, if Jim and I switched right now, he couldn't read what he's doing, and I wouldn't know who's in this room. Okay? I'm pretty sure we don't have the same balance or needs in our eyes. All right? Same thing with the shoes. So what you need to do, therefore, is get a good proper shoe. How do you do that, one might ask? Go ahead and ask, Jim.
How do you do that?
Okay. First thing you do is don't ask your neighbor. Because unless your body is exactly the same as your neighbor's, then you're not going to have the same shoe. But your neighbor knows that this is the perfect shoe. It is the perfect shoe for him. All right? It's not necessarily the perfect shoe for you and your ankle structure and your body and your needs. Much like you wouldn't exchange eyeglasses with me, you wouldn't exchange running shoes with him. You follow me?
Correct.
All right. So, first thing to do is go get some good shoes. How do you do that? I would strongly encourage you to go to a running shoe store, a specialty store. And why? Because they know what they're doing. Just like I said earlier, you don't go to Walmart for your eyeglasses to have your eyes, figured out what kind of lens you need. You don't go to Tom, Dick, and Harry's athletic store and pick up a pair of shoes just because it says running next to it. You don't know what you're buying. Get the right kind of shoes. I will warn you, they are more expensive. They are probably somewhere in the range of $100 to $170, but a $170 shoe does not make it better than a $100 shoe for you. Just because you're spending more money doesn't mean it's the best shoe for you. Try three different shoes on that are properly sized, length and width, and that they are designed for your type of ankle structure. And that's what a specialty running shoe store will know what's going on with your ankles. That's what's really the important part. It's not the rest of you. It's your ankles.
Well, that makes sense. Now, there is a new running store in Tifton.
Yes.
And that's where William buys all his running gear. And I believe, where is that guy out of? He's just recently moved to Tifton. Now, there's also another store in Albany.
Yes.
Does Valdosta have one now, a running store? I don't believe so. Do they?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So where else can they go? Tifton, Albany? Where else can they go, Todd?
Go to Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Atlanta, Macon. Really, it's just a matter of where you travel. Look for a place, and they will know. They will take you through the steps.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong, Todd, but it seems to me that when you go and you talk with the experts there at the good running shoe store. Mm-hmm. You want to give them as much information as possible as far as, are you an experienced runner? Are you a newbie? How far do you plan to run in your training session? How frequently? All that information.
And quite frankly, if you go to the right shoe store, they will ask you those questions and they will lead you to get that information. Those are all pertinent pieces of data that a proper salesperson will be able to utilize to help you get the most life out of your shoe. Because if you're spending $150 for a pair of shoes that's going to last somewhere between 350 to 500 miles of running, and you only want to use it for running, then you need to make sure that it's the right shoe and you're getting the best shoe. If you get an inferior shoe, then you will not get the same number of miles out of it. And shoes do have a lifespan. You can't wear them for 2, 3, 4 years in a row. They don't last. And as soon as you get a new pair of shoes on, it's like, whoa, I didn't know they could feel this good again. And it's a great feeling. But they do have a lifespan, approximately 350 to 500 miles, and you ought to be looking for a new pair of shoes. And it could be the same shoe again, or it might be a different shoe this time. But you, it's a matter of familiarity and confidence and how you feel while you're doing it in those shoes. But training shoes are very technical, and you can't just do it off whatever somebody else says to you.
I learned that lesson from a gentleman, and I can't remember his name, Todd. Maybe you can. He was an older gentleman, and we came one year and covered one of the 5Ks, and I don't remember which one it was. It was before my brain surgery. And he was an older gentleman, kind of a tall guy, and we were talking about shoes, and he said, come here, I want to show you something. And he took me to the back of his car. He had just run his race. He immediately took his running shoes off and put them back in the box and put on some regular shoes, regular tennis shoes. And he said, look, and in the back of his car, I bet he had 20 boxes of running shoes. He said, I rotate these shoes. And they were all like brand new almost. And I was so impressed. I mean, immediately after that run, he went and changed his shoes and then took me and showed me all his shoes in the back of his vehicle. He lifted up the trunk, and it was a hatchback, and I just couldn't believe it. But well, yeah, he emphasized to me the importance of shoes.
Well, think about it. If you were I'm going to use football, you wouldn't send a football player out in a pair of tutus and ballet shoes and without a helmet. All right. If you have a sport, you use the proper equipment. Quite frankly, for running, our biggest equipment needs are our shoes. That's where we spend the money. That's what we got to have. They don't have to look good. They don't have to have a special color. They don't have to do all that fun stuff. But they do need to be functional and appropriate for your body.
And, you know, that's a good point. You know, even though you're going to spend, like you say, maybe $100, $170 on a pair of running shoes, I mean, really, all you really need is the shoes and the appropriate clothes.
Right.
And you're good to go. I mean, if you think about like golf, for example, and you're going to buy clubs, and then you need a cart, and you pay the club fees, and just on and on, the right shoes
membership
and the right clothes, and on and
right.
on and on. And, you know, and I could go on with other sports,
sure.
too. But, I mean, running is about as basic as it gets when it comes to your equipment needs.
It does.
You might as well go ahead and get the good shoes.
Get the right shoes. Get the right shoes, and you can – it's amazing how that will help you. And I've heard plenty of people, but Maria, you start off with, it always hurts your shins. All right, well, it'll probably hurt your shin because of you're doing too much, too fast, too quick, too early. All right?
Probably true.
All right.
That sounds like me.
And if you start walking and then you start jogging, but people want to... for some reason, they think that they need to, I want to run a 5K under 30 minutes. So you try to run a 5K every single training run under 30 minutes. You can't do, I don't do that. Alice didn't do that when she was training for her events. There's a specific way, and most of the time, I have to slow people down to speed them up. All right? I've got to slow them down in their training runs, so I can speed them up in their races or their hard efforts.
That makes sense.
All right. Just like you don't max out in weightlifting every single day, but yet people want to max out running every single time they go out and run. It doesn't make sense for any other sport. Why would it make sense for just this one sport? It doesn't, so don't. It's you do want to be running. And certainly you can have some issues with your shins. First, the shoes will take care of, first off. But if that doesn't take care of it, then generally speaking, it's because you're doing too much, too fast, too quick, too early. And if we can moderate that through a training program that you follow, then it's able to go. You're able to go stepwise and progression and make incremental changes and get better and better, your shins will be getting stronger, And so will the – actually shin splints, it's not, has nothing to do with shins or the bone. It's muscles.
Right,
it's
right.
It's muscle that's unhappy with you.
Right.
So we can also do some things to strengthen that area by using some minor isometric exercises.
And would it help her to run on something besides concrete or asphalt?
Okay. The only thing harder than concrete is iron grate. So asphalt's actually softer than concrete and much softer than iron grate. The shoes themselves will assist in that aspect tremendously. All right. So if you have the good shoes, the right kind of shoes that are designed for you and your body, i.e. your ankle structure, then it doesn't matter what surface you're running on, as long as you are moderating how fast you run in those runs. Early on, we keep it slower. Then, as you're getting you're getting stronger cardiovascularly, your respiratory system is getting stronger, and your muscles are getting stronger, your legs are getting stronger, then we could throw in something called speed work. And by throwing in the speed work, we actually have to push you and make you run harder, but for a shorter period of time. And so you warm up, you do some speed work, and you cool down. You still get some miles in, but it's helping your body learn to run faster so that on race days, when down the road, you're ready to exceed your paces, just like you would, again, with weightlifting. You lessen the amount of work just before you go into competition or you're trying to do some maxing.
Right.
So that your body can recover, and then you are ready to push for the maximum weight lifting and or maximal effort in a race.
That sounds great. We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back and talk about the benefits of running, Todd. And we're going to do these Christmas giveaways. So stay tuned. Stay with us right here on 105.9 WVGA. This is Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordial, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. There for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, we are learning all good things about running.
That's right.
With our experts.
Yes. And I appreciate people tuning in on Facebook. John Karam, Butch Lamb, Lariko Johnson, and Troy Tapp. Thanks for joining.
Glad to have y'all join us tonight. Well, I mean, there are some amazing benefits to running,
right?
For
and
sure,
we touched on one already, and that is that it doesn't cost much. Once you buy your shoes and the right running clothes, you know, you get out and do it. Now, you can spend money on, you know, a lot of money on apparel and gadgets if you want, but if you want to just stick to the basics, good shoes, good shorts, you know, and you're set. Something that's not going to chafe, you know, that kind of thing.
But Miss Alice, we like to look good, don't we?
Definitely.
Todd's
over here shaking his head.
He's shaking his head. Your husband's over there. But, you know, us women, we just like everything to match and look good, don't we?
If you don't feel like you run fast enough, you want to look good.
There you go. That would be me, Miss Alice.
Well, let's move on to another benefit then. Running, and this is truly an amazing benefit of running. It can help you live longer. Now, some of these benefits, I'm not going to get into the exact study and all that, but, you know, if you want to take my word for it, and trust me, there are studies to back this up. And, you know, if you want to call me on that later or Google it for yourself, then you're welcome to do that. But running can help you live longer. A study found that as little as 3 to 7 miles of running per week, 3 to 7 miles per week, anybody can do that, reduces the risk of stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and high cholesterol. So that's an amazing benefit, wouldn't you say?
Well, Jim, we ought to be out there running every day.
Yes, we should, or at least 3 to 7 miles a week, right?
Yeah, at least. Well, I mean, I do some well, not really running on the treadmill, on the stepper, I guess, at the gym, but it's different than out there running at Mr. Todd.
Maybe when you're chasing your little dog around, you get some running.
Yeah,
and you chase
true.
That little Yorkie.
Hey, don't talk about the baby girl.
I don't think she's listening. It's all right.
No, she's not. But I'm listening, so you better be nice.
Hey, you want to do a giveaway?
Yes.
The phone number is area code 229-241-1059. Be the first with the right answer to a trivia question.
And this is Chick-fil-A gift cards.
All right, so let's start off with a Christmas trivia question. In the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what is given on the seventh day? 12 Days of Christmas, what is given on the seventh day?
I know everybody's singing that song now, Jim, trying to figure it out.
241-1059. First caller with the right answer
the
is going to win this prize.
The seventh day of Christmas.
And while we're waiting on that caller, Maria, let me tell you also that running can reduce cancer risk. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Regular exercise, which would include running, is associated with a lower risk of developing certain cancers, including colon cancer, breast cancer, and lung cancer. So that is an amazing benefit of running.
Absolutely. Amazing benefit. It also keeps your mind sharp. Well, we definitely need that, Jim.
Yes.
It is.
We do.
It is funny at our house sometimes. him trying to remind me, and I'm trying to remind him of different stuff. I know Mr. Todd and Miss Alice don't have that problem.
No, I can relate to what you're saying.
Well, y'all are running all the time, so y'all should be mentally sharp. Maybe that's what's wrong with us, Jim. We're just lifting weights and not running.
Maybe so. 241-1059, seventh day of Christmas. In the 12 days of Christmas, what was the gift the seventh day?
Nobody knows that. They were listening good a couple weeks ago, but they're not listening good tonight. It's good for your joints. Now, I would think, Todd, you might come weigh in on this, that it hurts my knees to run.
That has a lot to do with the shoes.
Okay, well, there
back
you go.
To the shoes. Back to the shoes.
Back to the shoes.
Back to the proper equipment. The idea is that, well, think about it. If you just sat down all the time and your knees were bent and this, that, and the other, and you don't move around, then when you would stand up and you move around, your joints aren't going to be really very pliable or lubricated or whatever you want to use as the term to think about. But when you are out there being active, then it's your joints are fine and your hips are good and things along those lines. Think of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. You know, they didn't run, but they sure as heck were very fluid and they were well kept. They were in good shape doing all the dancing that they did. Running is not the only way that one can be active. You just need to be out there and be active. You can swim, you can run, you can cycle, but you do need to be active. And once you're active, the benefits of the amazing benefits that you're talking about, I believe you will find, will transfer around.
It also helps with your bone density.
Bone density, absolutely. All right, we have a caller on the air, Jim.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, 7 pounds of swimming.
That was the gift on the seventh day. Congratulations.
Yay, thank you for calling in.
And what's your first name?
Brancina.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Brancina.
And are you here in the Valdosta area?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, we're going to ask you to pick up your prize here at Black Crow Media, okay?
Yes, sir, at your
will. Well, congratulations and thanks for listening.
All right, Jim, we've got a little gift box from Buff City Soap.
Okay.
And they've got a bath sizzler in there, I think, and some soap and some body wash gel from Buff City Soap right here in Valdosta, Georgia. Right there on Norman Drive. So cool little place. One of my favorite places. So Buff City Soap is the next giveaway. And hello there, Carrie McKinney. So be sure you call 241-1059 if you know the answer to this trivia question. And what is it, Jim?
All right, this is a fun one. How about, what Christmas time food product is associated with Claxton, Georgia? What Christmas time food product is associated with Claxton, Georgia?
Todd's raising his hand over there. It doesn't work that way, Todd. You have to call in.
This is one of those you probably either love it or you hate it. I'm not a big fan myself.
I don't love that one, but I love that product, homemade.
What did Brancina win? Was that the Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
Card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
241-1059. What was the question again, Jim?
What Christmas time food product is associated with Claxton, Georgia?
Oh, there's the phone.
Caller, do you know the right answer?
Fruitcake.
Claxton fruitcake. That's right. What's your name, caller?
Suzanne,
congratulations. You've won the prize from Buff City Soap. And can you pick that up here at Black Crow Media?
I sure can.
All right. What was your first name again?
Suzanne.
Got it. Thank you. And thank you for calling.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and give away the one-year membership to Crunch Fitness. Now, this is huge. You've got a T-shirt. You've got a a crunch bag. You've got some little ear pods. You've got all kind of goodies in this bag, along with the top tier membership of Crunch Fitness for 1 year. So you better be calling in. Janet Sumner, how are you? You're absolutely right. Fruitcake. Absolutely. So if you want this 1 year membership from Crunch Fitness, get ready to use those fingers on those phones for 241-1059. Now, Jim, this needs to be a harder question.
I'm going to make it a little harder this time. Good. I think. Well, let's see. What Swedish furniture company made the world's largest gingerbread man in 2009, weighing in at over 1,400 pounds? What Swedish furniture company did that? I think we have a caller already. Mike, is that right?
Yep, you do. Caller's
all right, do we have a caller on the air?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name, caller?
Joe.
Joe, and what Swedish furniture company made the world's largest gingerbread man? Swedish furniture company. Anything come to mind?
What is that?
You there, Joe?
Yes, sir.
All right. What was your answer?
It's
What Swedish furniture company made the world's largest gingerbread man in 2009? It weighed over 1,400 pounds. I don't know how tall it was, but I did see that the previous record was like 22 feet from head to toe.
He didn't have the answer. We got another caller.
All right. Joe, you got it or not?
No, I was just going to
talk. All right. Joe, try again on another question then. All right. Call back.
Well, we just missed a caller.
All right. 241-1059. What Swedish furniture company made the world's largest gingerbread man?
I have no idea. That is a real hard one. Well, here comes somebody.
Caller, you on the air?
Hello, caller. What's your name, caller?
Tony.
Tony? And what's the name of this Swedish furniture company?
Would it be IKEA?
It would be IKEA. Congratulations.
Wow. All right, IKEA.
Tony.
Tony.
Well, you just want a...
That'll work out just fine for me.
Say that again?
I said I'm tired of being fat, so that'll
work out fine for me. Okay, okay.
Well, please take advantage of this. It was great prize.
Stay away from the gingerbread man and get into Crunch, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you in the Valdosta area here?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're gonna let you pick up that prize at Black Crow Media then.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations on winning a great prize.
Appreciate it.
All right, Jim, because we are a faith-filled show and we love the Lord, we have Live Hope. It's a 365-day daily devotion, great little devotion book that we're fixing to give away. And so what is the next question? We'll make this an easy one.
Okay. Well, if they listen regularly, this will be an easy one. I always sign off every show with the three F's. I'll say keep the faith, love your family, and what else? Faith, family, and one more F that we sign off with. 241-1059.
Oh, somebody's got this one.
Hello, caller. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm calling back.
Okay. Is this Joe? Is this Joe?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we sign off with faith, family, and what other F?
Freedom.
Freedom. Good guess. Not right. Try again, Joe. All right. That's a good F, though. Freedom is good.
That is good.
So we sign off with caller 241-1059, the next caller, first one with the right answer. Faith, family, and if you think about the name of the show, that's a pretty good clue right there. Right?
It is. I'll say hello to Carla Giddens and Ricky. Hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us today. Yeah, faith, family, and what? If you listen to this show regularly, they all should know this for sure. For sure.
And this is for the devotion book, right?
It is.
All right. And our topic tonight, 10 amazing benefits of running. And one of those...
it's a stress reliever.
That's right. That's right.
Stress is the root of a lot of health issues. And if you can get rid of that stress, it's great.
You know, I think you are so right. And it doesn't matter. And we're talking about running today. But, you know, just movement of the body, whether it's running, swimming, weightlifting, it doesn't matter. Just do something, right, Miss Alice?
I believe we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. We sign off with faith, family, and what other F?
Fitness.
Yes.
Yes. Yay.
Keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit. Okay. Congratulations. And what's your name, caller?
Terry.
Terry. And are you in the Valdosta area here, Terry?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. We're going to ask you to pick up your prize here at Black Crow Media in Valdosta, okay?
And thanks for listening,
Thank
Terry.
You very much.
Congratulations.
Thanks for listening. All right, we got one more Crunch Fitness Gym, 1 year top tier membership.
Oh, another big prize.
One more, the last one, last prize for the night, with a t-shirt. They've got ear pods in there. They've got all kind of goodies in this little bag, as well as a Fit Talk magazine. So make sure... Give them a hard one.
So this is another Crunch package.
Another Crunch package. Hello, Patty Hodges. Good to see you. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Well, let's make this a musical one. So I'll give you a line from A Christmas Carol. You got to tell me the title of the carol. All right. So the following line is from which Christmas carol? Let Earth Receive Her King. What's the title of the carol? Let Earth Receive Her... Sing it with me, Maria. Let Earth Receive Her King. Caller, do we have a caller? What's your name, caller?
This is Michael, Joy to the World.
Michael, and your answer is Joy to the World, and that, of course, is
correct.
Congratulations, Michael.
Michael.
Are you in the Valdosta area?
I am.
All right. Well, we're going to ask you to pick up your prize here at Black Crow Media in Valdosta, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening.
Well, Jim, what a great giveaway tonight.
Oh, yes.
And what great guest we have had.
Yes, and thanks to Crunch Fitness for these prizes.
Absolutely. Great prizes. Thank you for all joining us. How much time we got left?
About a minute and a half.
Oh, wow. Well, that's not good. Well, Todd?
2 minutes. We'll stretch it out to 2 minutes.
Okay. Todd, sum up. Tell them one more time how they can get involved in the 5K coming up.
To get in the 5K, go to Run Sign Up. Type in Christmas Parade 5K. Sign in. Sign up for it. That's a way to do it online. Or you can do it at the race. I would be getting there around 3:30, maybe 3:15. Sign up for the race that morning or that afternoon at 3:15 in the afternoon at Benny's Alley. Then we'll have the race start at 4:30. You'll head down Patterson Street, turn around, and come back at a designated location. And then at the chute and be able to get your awards, and then stick around for the parade as it comes by. Then there are other opportunities. If you happen to miss this one, there are other opportunities. New Year's Eve Day, we have Valentine's Week of February 11th, and then a half marathon on February 18th, all for the running community in the area.
Well, you are just so busy.
And walking.
Running and walking. And Miss Alice, thank you for coming and being with Mr. Todd. I hardly ever get to see you, but it's such a joy to have you today.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming.
Well, listen, also, Maria, this Friday, of course, we are deep into the Georgia High School football playoffs. And so this Friday, they're playing in the semifinals, the Final Four. And so the teams that win this Friday go to play for the state championship. So good luck to all the local teams that are still in the playoffs. I know Colquitt, Fitzgerald, Irwin County, and I know there are others. Any that you're aware of, Mike? In South Georgia?
Not on the South Georgia side, at least okay. Not anywhere in Valdosta.
Okay. Point. Yeah. Yeah. This is a strange year that both Valdosta and Lowndes are out at this point. But
very early season.
Hey, there's always next year.
Oh, for sure.
but for those teams that are still playing, good luck and hope everyone stays safe. Well, anything else, Maria?
Well, just join us next Thursday. More Christmas giveaways, more gym gift certificates from another gym. And we'll be posting that online. So don't forget to join us next Thursday.
And everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.